In the season of food, family, and traditions, let's hear about fry bread. Flour, salt, baking powder, deep fried, and lard. It is a big tradition in many Native communities, but its history is steeped in tragedy. Kamimila Bitso is a junior high school student at Horizon Honor Secondary School in Arizona. She made some fry bread and a podcast with her grandmother. Bitso submitted the latter to NPR Student Podcast Challenge, and today we're bringing you a little taste.
Can you first introduce yourself?
My name is Evelyn Roanhorse, and I'm 80 years old. I'm full-blooded Navajo.
How has fry bread been a part of your life as far as events, different occasions, and celebrations?
I love fry bread. I always have to have fried bread when I see, you know, a stand out and about. I think I've seen it everywhere, you know, all kinds of celebration. There's all different kinds of sizes. Fried bread, small, you know, big.
Like its name suggests, it is a thick fried bread with a puffy texture.
The fried bread has to float in it, so you've got to put quite a bit in there. Okay.
So how do you say fried bread in Navajo, and what does it mean?
Dahtini lavash. It means bread that rises, so it, you know, so it's called Dahtini Lavash in Navajo.
Dahtini Lavash.
Yeah, it means it kind of goes up like in oil.
While it does hold this cultural significance, it also has complicated origins. The origins of fry bread can be traced back to the 1860s when Southwest tribes, including the Navajo people, or Diné, were forced out of their homelands by the U.S. government to walk hundreds of miles to the Bosque Redondo internment camp in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. Starvation, as the location was not suitable for farming, was common, as the Diné were deprived of the food they had traditionally grown and from proper nutrition. Instead, the government provided simple commodities such as canned foods, flour, lard, salt, baking powder, and sugar. While still facing terrible conditions, the Diné used these rations to create fry bread.
There was really nothing else, you know, that was provided to them. Since they lost, you know, their sheep, you know, that they left that behind, and that was, they needed it, you know, in order to survive. It was a survival thing for them at Fort Sumner.
In 1868, a treaty between Navajo leaders and U.S. officials allowed for the Diné to finally leave the camp and return to their homelands. While the dark period of the internment camp was over, the practice of making fry bread remained and spread among other indigenous tribes, again serving as a cheap way to sustain Native communities in the face of colonial oppression. Fry bread does come with some criticism, though, due to its historical origins and its lack of nutritional value, as it is high in calories and fat. This is connected to the widespread health issues Native communities deal with today, such as chronic diseases like diabetes. While fry bread can definitely contribute to this, the overlying factor can be attributed to Native reservations' lack of resources and access to healthy food and good health care. Overall, while fry bread has a complicated history in relationship with Native tribes, it is undeniably an important symbol within Native culture and has brought tribes together.
Final question is, what is your favorite way to enjoy fry bread, or your favorite food to eat with it?
Oh, soup. With soup, yes. Or with roast mutton made into a sandwich. Those are my favorite two ways.
Within families, it creates a nostalgic experience and a way for generations to connect and share knowledge.
That was high school junior Kamimila Bitso.